If it's locally owned,
it's Copper Road.
Organically grown,
it's Copper Road.
Your heart will warm,
it's Copper Road.
Got that hometown charm,
it's Copper Road. It's Copper Road.
It is time now for Conversations with the Mayors here on 97.9 The Hill, brought to us by the Chamber for a Greater Chapel Hill Carborough. They are inviting you to join their local business leader community to get connected, stay informed, and drive progress today. Visit their website, carolinachamber.org, to learn more about the Chamber and Chamber membership. It is Friday, so we are talking Carborough, and joining me in the studio is Carborough Mayor Lydia Lavelle. Lydia, happy Friday. How are you?
Good. Happy Friday to you too, Brighton.
We had a short week this week due to a holiday. I know that 4th of July is typically a busy one in Carborough, partially in thanks to the reading of a famous Frederick Douglass essay, What to the Slave is the 4th of July. Sounds like you had some pretty special guests this time around. How did everything go at the reading?
Yeah, it went really well. I mean, it was honestly picture perfect. You can never imagine better weather for a July 4th. I think it was low 80s. The way we had it situated, it was, you know, under the big elm tree in front of Carborough Town Hall, so there was a lot of shade. We had all the attention really on that particular event because, you know, so many other things were not going on that day because of, you know, just not being able to plan for it because of the pandemic, which was really good because we were able to be in that visible spot. And then, of course, having our opening remarks provided to us by Sherry Beasley. I mean, that was just really, really awesome. She did such a great job of tying in the words of Frederick Douglass with, you know, kind of some of the challenges facing us today and causing us to kind of, you know, reflect back on his life and then look at, you know, how he advocated for justice and bringing it forward. So it was really, really a powerful speech. And she was very generous with her time and herself. She came ahead of time and visited different people and you know, in the audience and so forth, and then afterwards stuck around for a while and chatted with people. So we were really so appreciative of her and her, of course, her leadership that she's given the state all these years.
And I believe that the reading of the essay is able to be viewed again on the Town of Carborough's YouTube channel, right?
Yes, it is. There's a really nice little clip that Kat Lazorko, our communications manager, put together, 2 or 3 minutes, just kind of showing, if you will, just kind of, you know, an overview of it. But yes, the entire speech of not just her remarks, but also the entire reading is available on Carborough's YouTube channel. And so I urge folks who weren't able to hear that to watch it. You know, it's so easy to watch these things on YouTube now. So
yeah, absolutely. Well, you can check it out and find links to it as well by heading to the Town of Carborough's website, townofcarborough.org. We're in kind of a grace period, I think it's fair to say, for the local governments. The town council taking a hiatus for the summer, but still a lot happening in local government. And I know that that's the case this month, too, because it's the last for town manager David Andrews. And we've been talking about this. Folks have been hearing throughout the radio this week since he is our hometown hero for his service to the town of Carborough. And you and I have talked about this in the past as well. But Lydia, hearing that knowing that this is David's last month with the town, what are the emotions? And, you know, can you reflect a little bit on just how much he has done for the town as manager?
Yeah. So David, you know, came in as town manager a year before I was elected as mayor. And so, you know, as I have noted to folks, you know, my entire tenure as mayor has been with him, and that's been special. And I think it is really special when you can, because, you know, the first term or so, you're kind of getting used to being the mayor and kind of getting your legs, your sea legs, so to say. And as manager, he, you know, it takes a good year or two to kind of understand everything in a town. But we kind of grew into our positions together with Carborough, and I really feel like under his leadership, we have done so much these last 9 years. And, you know, I know you've talked about the litany of them in our resolution, which has been repeated on the Hometown Hero this week. But we were coming out of, you know, a recession, 2008, 2009, 2010, and then he came on, you know, in 2013. By then, things had kind of shifted around a little. Our council had pretty much solidified. We've had a pretty stable council for many years. And he just kind of took our initiative, our goals, our objectives, our values, and really helped put them into action with the town. And I think that's what a lot of folks who aren't intricately involved with local government just really don't understand or have the, you know, really a reason to understand. You know, we can sit on the council all we want and say, you know, we want to do this, we want to do that. You know, but someone has got to take these ideas and bring them down to, okay, how can we actually accomplish this? And his supervision of all of our departments in the town, you know, some 160 plus employees of the town actually helps, you know, make those actually happen.
What is David like for people who don't know him, and how does that fit with his ability to take resources and get town staff on the same page in order to accomplish those goals and values of the town government?
Yeah, it was really good to get a little insight from, you know, council members and employees as I was kind of gathering together the remarks of that we put into that resolution. But in general, you know, very, very friendly, very energetic, very goal-driven. You know, someone you can really share a laugh with, but then you better get your work done, you know. Not a micromanager, though. You know, if you're doing your job, lets you do your job, but stays on top of it. Very, very communicative. And this is a really important aspect of being a town manager or a council member or a mayor in Carrboro, is you have to be able to speak to everyone, you know, from you know, the head of some company that might call you about something to, you know, a resident who's just needs their trash picked up, or who is upset because, you know, there's a pothole in front of their house. So, you know, that's something I think that, you know, you don't, you know, you get to a bigger city, and I've heard this from folks who are in employed in bigger cities, you kind of lose that connection a little bit with, you know, the day-to-day persons that you serve. And so, to be a town manager in Carrboro means you have to wear all those hats, and you have to be able to kind of manage everything, you know, from the biggest projects down to the very sidewalk you walk on. And he does such a great job of really managing it all. The accolades that we gave him and that staff gives him are definitely deserved and really appropriate.
We're speaking with Carrboro Mayor Lydia Lavelle and talking about town manager David Andrews, who is set to retire from the role at the end of this month. And of course, you just rattled off all of these things that make such a town manager so important. What is the next step in terms of finding David's replacement? How is the search process going?
Yeah. Funny you should ask, because, you know, one thing I noticed when you were saying, yeah, the council's on summer break. Well, not really.
Not really.
Right. And you know, so and that's the other thing, is it seems like the town kind of stops. But this is also the time when all of our employees and department heads are getting a lot of other work done because we're not bugging them. Right. But yeah, we have been, your town council has been hard at work. First advertising for and then hiring a search firm that then advertised for and brought forward a large group of applicants to us. We've been working through all those applicants. We've been conducting interviews. This is all done in closed session. And we're hopeful that by sometime early next week, we'll be able to make an announcement.
Okay, so coming quite soon. We will certainly keep our eye out for that. And in addition to being able to find it here, you know, you can find it on the town government's website, townofcarrboro.org. We did a little bit of reporting on this. I believe it was over the weekend, and something that I think a lot of community members checked out as well from the town's website, that there's an old tree at Martin Luther King Jr. Park that is going to be taken down, if not already taken down, due to its age and any danger it does present to the area. It reminded me that one of the one of the last stories that we did, or that I did out before the pandemic hit in early 2020, was the ribbon cutting for the Martin Luther King Jr. Park. I haven't been able to talk with you about that since then, and I think it's been kind of back of mind since we've had the pandemic. But how is everything going with that park? Are there any new amenities opening up or anything along those lines?
Yeah, you know, thanks for asking that, because it seems like a brand new park, but it's been open, as you say, a year and a half. And, you know, I'll say this, Brighton, what I have started to do is to meet people a lot of times for meetings there, right? Because so many folks, especially from outside of town, you know, haven't seen it, aren't aware of it. And there are so many spots along there where you can meet folks, you know, along the benches. The picnic shelters usually open, you know, unless there's something big going on the weekend. It's really pleasant. easy to park, easy to get to, and you always see, you know, a lot of activity going on there, but not, you know, overwhelming, loud, you know, interfering type activity, right? Because, you know, kids are either riding their bikes on the pump truck, the bicycle pump trail, or playing on the playground, or people are just, you know, walking around or jogging around the open area. It's a really, I don't know, just kind of a relaxing, almost meditative type park that folks are slowly starting to find out about. Of course, you can contemplate the words of Dr. King because they're all around there on the walking trail and on the, you know, the storage facilities there. And so, you know, what I have observed is that it's kind of coming into its own in terms of, you know, folks gathering there, meeting there, finding out about it, and just it's just another option in terms of, you know, where you can go in Carrboro.
What else is happening right now when it comes to Parks and Rec? I know that the summer is, I mean, we're about halfway through, but lots of stuff still happening around that part, as I imagine folks are looking to kind of get outside and find ways to burn some kids' energy and their own energy.
Yeah. So I was looking through our summer brochure of recreation and parks activities. Our fall brochure will be coming out really soon because this one lists activities through August. And as I kind of reviewed a lot of the programs and it was talking with our recreation and parks director, Anita Jones McNair, about this, you know, we were emailing back and forth. You know, it's interesting to look at this brochure because, you know, some of it in here says it's going to be viewed virtual. And then some of it says, might be virtual, might be in person, you know, check back, that kind of thing. But I did ask her, you know, in terms of what we have advertised on our website and or in this brochure, what is still open, because indeed, a lot of the activities that have been advertised in here are filled up. But there still are several things available for folks that want to go on our website and look into them. There are several preschool activities. It's called Kinder Ventures, but those are usually at Wilson Park in the mornings, and so you can go online and check into those if you want your youngsters to take part in that. We still have some youth tennis camps where we have openings, and we have some youth outdoor camps where we still have some openings. A couple of them have filled up that I noticed. Teens, we still have drama camp. We have an advanced fishing camp, some really cool kind of kayaking camps, which, you know, I would maybe like to take. And then there's a food for life cooking class. And then for adults, there are several activities still open. There's a lot of yoga classes going on. There is a digital photography class, which I believe maybe my wife took some part of it many years ago. Real interesting. And then there is you know, ultimate frisbee and co-rec softball for adults that want to kind of get teams back together. It's just really fun to be able to once again kind of think about, you know, gathering for sports and recreation and activities after having, you know, really a year hiatus from all of it.
We're speaking with Carrboro Mayor Lydia Lavelle, and if you want to check out any of the stuff she just rattled off there, townofcarrboro.org, the place to go do so. Lydia, we've got to wrap up here. Anything else happening around the community you want to highlight?
No, I don't think so, Brighton. Just, I guess, continuing on with the recreation and parks theme, just always kind of reminding folks that there are a lot of volunteer opportunities for example, with all of our programs in recreation parks, but particularly with, you know, our athletic teams, you know, that'll come about, and as well as employment opportunities, good part-time work for folks that want to get out and be around, you know, activities and earn a little money.
Well, we will continue to keep an eye on those. Once again, townofcarrboro.org, the place to go. And Mayor Lydia Lavelle, as always, thanks so much for taking the time to join us.
Thank you, Brighton.